zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Joey. I need to find out why I can't find that crying song. I thought that would be a good one to play.
The Roy Orbison crying parody?
Yeah. What do we do with that? I got Hillary email tango. I'm not particularly interested in
that. So I'm assuming you searched for crying.
I did. I looked there.
Did you look up election 2016?
No. It wouldn't be there. Let me look under Clinton. I need a minute here following Fox News coming up. Well, by the way, do you know what happened on this date in 2000?
It's November 7th, the greatest day ever. On the 7th of November 2000, the U.S. presidential election between George W. Bush and Al Gore is inconclusive and resulted in an historic recount. Prior to this watershed moment, the term hanging Chad sounded a lot filthier than it actually turned out to be. Have a great November 7th, the greatest day ever.
Remember that funky judge I told you about? I was watching that election return with... We don't have time for this now. It's 4 o'clock.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Did I say it was 4?
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The nation's top law enforcement officer is out. Attorney General Jeff Sessions forced to resign today.
Sessions this morning received the request to resign from Chief of Staff John Kelly, not the president. As Attorney General, Sessions was an enforcer of much of the Trump administration's hardline approach on immigration. But his relationship with the president remained strained for months due to the ongoing Mueller investigation. Matt Whitaker has now been sworn in as the new acting Attorney General and will be now overseeing the Russia investigation.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. There are already calls for Whitaker to recuse himself from overseeing the Mueller probe. He has previously discussed cutting off funding to the special counsel as a way to end that investigation. Wall Street appears pleased with a split Congress. All three major indexes higher today, the Dow gaining 545 points. This is Fox News.
Your latest flop. Now hang in there and try to keep on trucking. Your mama says make good on your promises.
Everybody do the Clintons.
Do just like your mama says make good on your promises.
Everybody do the Clintons.
Well, he either will or he won't. It's up to Hillary.
Everybody do the Clintons.
She's doing today. You don't think there's a chance that she's gonna come out of the...
No.
I don't think so either. I think the Democrats, after yesterday, Democrats will find that they will be better served, A, if they keep Obama the hell away from everybody. I mean, no matter what happened yesterday, you can't deny the fact that during his 8 glorious years in the White House, he cost them 1,204 seats in Congress, the Senate, and state legislatures and governorships across the country. And everybody he came and endorsed, Mr. Windup Toy.
Oh, I'm the one who gave him taking credit for the economy. We did all the work.
Get lost. So everybody he endorsed lost. Go away. I think Democrats, if they hear any rumblings that yesterday's result is an open door for her, they're going to say no. Here's a call at random. Good afternoon.
Hi, this is Bad Axe.
Who?
Bad Axe.
Hey, Bad Axe, we got good news for you. You're this week's Bob Hours Big Shot.
Way cool. Let's really meet, because I'm usually notoriously unlucky.
Bad Axe is our winner, and he's on the line, young Joey.
Woo!
Joey's very
excited. Joey or Ric Flair?
Oh, yeah. Well, how would Ric Flair talk to this?
Woo! All right, so what do I have to do? Just come by the radio station?
No, there is a bureaucracy in place here that we must fulfill first. I'm going to put you on hold. Joey's going to pick up the line, and he'll get all your information.
All right, sounds good.
Hang on.
I can't do a Nature Boy impersonation.
Is that what he was, Nature Boy?
The Nature Boy, Ric Flair?
Is he still wrestling?
No, he's still alive, though.
Well, that's good. A lot of
He's a legend.
Oh, yeah.
What other person do you just go, hey, say his name, Ric Flair, and a whole audience will go, woo!
I don't know.
He has a sound associated with him. It's amazing.
Swell. A lot of people have a sound associated
with him. Not like Ric Flair, not like the Nature Boy.
The Nature Boy.
Styling and profiling.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you say.
Spent more money on spilt liquor than you spent on your house
really?
Last year.
Is that a known thing that he was... an imbiber?
Oh, yeah. No, the doctors are like, how are you still alive?
Really?
Oh, yeah. They asked him, he said, I don't know whether or not I'm an alcoholic and ever tried to quit. That's a line of his.
I've never had a doctor say, I'm amazed you're still alive. I've had some doctors say, your liver is a miracle.
You should, if you don't know the story, the Ric Flair 30 for 30 that came out last year is remarkable. Really well done.
30 for 30?
ESPN's 30 for 30. They did one on wrestling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, ESPN actually did something on wrestling. Because they're usually a little bit too snobby for the wrestling crowd. Look, I hope that those of you listening, I have a feeling that the overall reaction yesterday is one of some disappointment. Understandable. I think part of the problem... And many of them are gone now. We're Republicans who didn't embrace Trump, who didn't fight, and they're gone. We may not have Well, I think we have 53-54 in the Senate. McSally has got to win that race in Arizona. Please tell me they didn't. I mean, you talk about a walking 24-karat dip. Kristen Sinema is. She looks like the spawn of Christine Blasey Ford. Same spacey look in the face, the glasses. So, whether it's 53-54, whatever, it's going to be a more conservative Senate. So, that's encouraging. And we saw that come out in Lindsey Graham and some of the others, because they know what ugly people the Democrats are going to be. Now, what the rest of them got elected on, I have no idea. Unless it's just, I hate Donald Trump, and I'm going to go to Washington and hate Donald Trump, and I'm going to stop Donald Trump. I'm going to raise your taxes. I'm going to make, we're going to try and send the economy back into the doldrums it was for 8 years under the previous regime.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Did you get to hear the Trump-Acosta thing today?
Oh, yeah.
You have it on?
No, we played it brute off a website.
Okay. So where would I find that?
Real Clear Politics.
Real Clear Politics.
Yeah, they have a lot of video on that site. It's a nice news aggregator. It's a good source for anybody out there interested.
Because I would like to...
reading a bunch of political crap.
I don't see a video section here.
Go to the top. Top bar.
Top bar.
Top bar. Hit the video.
Video.
And it should be maybe at the top right.
Top right. Acosta versus Trump.
Yeah. It worked earlier, so it should work.
You are a rude, terrible person. Well, guess what? Jim Acosta is.
Sure. And yeah. So then, wait a minute, then the follow up. I'm
you
sorry,
heard,
John.
You heard my answer. Go ahead.
Well, since it's Jim, I'll let it go.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign in the midterms. That
here,
this,
here we go.
That, well, if
let's
you don't
go,
mind, Mr.
Go.
President,
come on.
That this caravan was an invasion. As you know,
I,
Mr. President,
I consider it to be an invasion.
As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me that.
Why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants
not
in this election
no, not
to try
all.
To
I want
keep...
them. I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process, and I want people to come in, and we need the people. You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
Right. But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
well,
so
that's
on.
True.
But they
weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
they
that.
They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. Right. These were people. This was an actual, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President.
That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that... That you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax.
Are you,
that's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either. So.
So let me ask you a question if I can. You repeatedly said...
You aren't the best.
Mr. President, you repeatedly, over the course
of... Okay, just sit down, please. Well, when you report fake news... No. When you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people. Go ahead.
Mr. President, over the course of the last...
Wow.
That was great. He didn't really lose it.
No, not really.
I think he handled him very well.
Well, that one moment where in the listening audience obviously can't see it, but Trump walked away from the podium. You can tell he's a bit pissed there.
Well, but that's good. That's when you don't make a comment that's going to end up...
Well, he walked away from the podium and he comes back. And he comes back and says, you know, CNN, you're a terrible person. Like, that's... He kind of walks off, does a little walkabout for a few seconds, and comes back with a haymaker.
Yeah, well, I thought it was...
Woo!
I thought he made press conferences good.
Yeah.
Again.
Good. In middle agreed.
Wasn't... It is a circus, folks. It's a two-hour circus.
It really
is. And right after that press conference is done, oh, yeah, Jeff Sessions has resigned. After the press conference.
That's great. That's like, we saw an example of that recently, too. Something else, somebody else dropped a bomb. Oh, that was a sports thing. That was during the World Series. Forget it. Most of the press conference is about run-of-the-mill stuff. Then at the very end, oh, by the way, David Price is pitching tomorrow. And then he walks out. And they wait a minute, he can't leave now. I think it's amazing he can be restrained as he is with that little turd. And who would know Jim Acosta if he wasn't a total turd. And I also think the most significant thing he said during that exchange was, you're rude to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. That resonates with people. I don't think the press won anything last night.
No.
And when we were talking to Mr. Blackman, Hollywood lost. Hollywood's influence, if they haven't figured out by now that they're meddling in elections in Texas and Georgia... I mean, who's more popular than fat-ass Oprah?
Isn't a poop so freeing?
Ooh, it's so good. Going door-to-door. And interesting, too, the people they choose to support, her and Obama, who was 0 for 4 in this election. Go away. Go away. The Democrats could actually be a frightening party if they got somebody who was actually moderate to some degree, and didn't jump off the you know, straight into the deep end of the pool every time they open their mouth. That'd be a major improvement. Let's see what's happening at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Now that we have our lives back following all of this election stuff, I specifically speak to the cars that are in their Signature Used Car lot that are available under $10,000. Now, I want you to take a look at that Mercedes. That is a beautiful machine. It's a 2007. Click through the pictures. The exterior is, I don't know model years. This could be a 2018 for all I know. It's that good looking on the outside. The interior looks like it just rolled out of the factory. It is clean and pristine. But none of that means jack squat if what's under the hood is not going to deliver reliable driving miles. It's that simple. This is a chance to drive a first-rate Mercedes product for under $6,000 at Jack Ingram. If that's always been your dream, you don't have to buy a new Mercedes to say, I'm driving a Mercedes. This is a beautiful machine. Everything they carry in this category, you'll be stunned when you go over and see them with your eyes. You can click through dozens of pictures on every vehicle, but when you see up close and personal how well maintained these vehicles are, knowing that they've all passed the most rigorous of tests for resale, under the hood, people making sure that there's nothing going on there that's going to have the customer back 2 days after they buy the vehicle. By the way, they do have a return policy there too, because it's not working or something went wrong. Because it's not good for business at Jack Ingram if they resell somebody else's troubles. So that's what they try to avoid. You've got hundreds of cars available in all prices, styles, and categories. Brand names. I'm just focusing on this little gem right here in case you've always been interested in having a Mercedes. Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, Tip Tames, is the guy that you've heard me, Dan Morris, and others say he is. Great experience to shop there. 235 Northeastern Bypass. And shop online at jackingram.com. 421.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Careful over in Prattville, the intersection of Highway 82 and Highway 31. There's an accident there. That's all the new stuff we have for you right now. It is still raining. and still pretty nasty out there, so be very, very careful. As you're out making your way around this afternoon, looks like the interstate systems are doing pretty well. There is a little bit of slowdown traffic on 85 northbound. That'll be between Bell Road and Taylor Road. Otherwise, everything looks pretty good. There are 10 things you have to do to make sure you get a quality used car. Number one, call Reinhard Toyota Used Car Supercenter. They'll take care of the other nine. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery at the Regions Bank on the Atlanta Highway. Police are searching for 60-year-old Myron Ernst. He was last seen wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. President Donald Trump has fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Trump temporarily has appointed Sessions' Chief of Staff Matt Whitaker as acting Attorney General. Before becoming AG, Sessions represented Alabama in the U.S. Senate. Trump had increased his attacks in recent months on Sessions and his handling of the Russia investigation. Alabama Republicans crushed Democratic hopes of building on last year's election of U.S. Senator Doug Jones. Republicans swept all statewide and contested congressional races on Tuesday as Alabama maintained its status as an exceedingly tough territory for Democrats. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a disturbed weather pattern for at least a couple of more days before a cool front comes in and cools us off for the weekend. Our forecast for tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. Overnight low temperature around 60. Tomorrow, cloudy. Risk of more showers and storms here and there, high around 71. We'll be up around 70 for a high on Friday with showers and thunderstorms likely as a cold front moves through the state, and that sets the stage for a much cooler weekend. High near 60 on Saturday, down to 40 on Saturday night, and then a shot of much colder air arrives next week around the early to middle part of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Jack Ingram Motors and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. Sponsored by Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer in Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated 2018 real estate market report. According to recent reports, local sales for single-family homes has increased 15% from last year at this same time. We have switched from being in a buyer's market to a seller's market. Sellers of homes have been able to sell their homes for close to 97% of the listed price if they listed with a realtor, and the length of time on the market is much shorter.
The good news for buyers and sellers is that interest rates are still low and houses are available in all price ranges to be seen. Payments for the average price home in the Montgomery area would still be lower than the average rental price in this area of $1,200 per month. For great information on getting qualified to buy a home, finding a home of your dreams, or selling a home for the best price, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225. Call now.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The midterm elections are over. You're either happy and content or sad and frustrated. So now you're going to do one of two things. Drink excessively or drink excessively. Drink to celebrate your victories or drink to drown your sorrows. And if you're independent, you're probably getting high. Cheers, America. Here's to 2020.
Hey, you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'd like to know what Dominic Soak had to say about the election last night. It's the roll call. It's back.
You gotta have something. Hello. If you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What's wrong with you?
You gotta have something.
He's a tool.
If you wanna be with me.
You and my brother, I put myself up for adoption.
I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
I'm beginning to sober up and you're scaring me.
Thanks for calling. I'm not trying to be your hero. Cause that zero is too cold.
Bunch of crap,
and I'm not snuffing. Believe you me,
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
I got a bad feeling about this.
My stories suck.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Don't make me open a can of whoop-ass pussy.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
I'm comfy, baby.
Do it again. I like it.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You are a meathead.
You gotta have something.
Let's get nuts.
Long is $50.
If you wanna be with me,
impressive.
Not bad. And we have a bonus judge in the studio this afternoon. Rusty Aldrich is here.
I am honored to be here for this.
Yes.
I've never been in studio for a roll call.
I'm going to give him a 9.89.
I've got to go with a 9.9. Just because
9.9.
Yeah, just one up above.
Right.
But I'm just because I'm here.
Don't let his celebrity influence you now.
Oh, okay. But I'll give him a 9.9.
Okay. We're very close.
Great.
We're very close. You should be proud of yourself, Greg.
I was in awe.
Yeah. This is impressive.
You couldn't hear me, but I was over here going, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Good. I got to admit, it wasn't the most daring roll call ever. I kind of played it a little safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I didn't step at anything. I didn't have any blanks. Not bad. I give myself a... I'll take a 989.
Yes.
Yeah, great fair. Moments in radio. Yeah.
Of course, we have other judges that are out there in radio land that may want to check in. 2729. It's 432 already.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Holy cow. Well, it's good to see you here, and it gives me a chance to thank you in front of all listening for all the amazing contributions you make to the morning show, including those hour openers.
Those are fun, and... The idea that you guys like them so much, that makes them easy for me to do.
We do. They're, let's see. I may play a couple of them here that are among my Rusty Aldrich classics. This one here, it's political.
Representative Alvin Holmes.
You look bad, this is Mr. Holmes of Montgomery.
If the people on the WACV morning show were beers...
What's wrong with the beer we got?
Nothing. But if the people on the WACV morning show were beers, what kind of beers would they be? Greg Budell.
Budweiser.
Jay Scott.
What's the name of some of them other beers?
Miller.
Emily Hayes.
Causa.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
And Rich Thomas.
About the beer we have, it drank pretty good.
Stand by for a morning show that runs with the precision of a German-made car.
From Germany?
Here comes three men and a lady.
What's wrong with the beer we got?
That was an interesting thing in this election cycle that, he's gone.
I know.
He retired, didn't he?
No, he lost.
In the primary.
Yeah.
He, and let's see. Alvin's in his 80s, isn't he? He might have just decided to go to the barn, you know?
Well, why not?
And he's with his beer. Take his beer, go to the barn.
Why not?
Just chill.
It's an interesting feeling. I was thinking back to, this is 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember very well, I think tomorrow is the 10-year anniversary of the morning we all woke up and found out that we had a new president who...
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
Yeah. And I did not have a good feeling that day.
Hmm.
And the Democrats had both houses.
Yeah.
That was not a happy day. Then, I think it was November 4th, 2012, we did it again. Put him back in. Thanks a lot, Mitt. Although Mitt won that Senate race yesterday. Maybe he'll be, a good senator.
You think so?
No.
Just maybe. Just
I don't know anything anymore. That's what I learned yesterday. Mm-hmm. I learned.
Well, were you surprised about Mr. Sessions? I was very surprised.
I was not.
Really?
Well, speaking of that, Jeff Sessions is leaving the department right now, shaking people's hands. You can tell he's very emotional about it.
Well, he did do a good job on immigration, but the recusal is the thing that messed that relationship up from the get-go. Because that meant all those deep staters in place, like Rosenstein and others, he could not run interference. He could not oversee that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, because of what he had dinner with an ambassador. So I never understood why he recused himself. But what will be interesting is to see what he does from here. Let's speak with Big D.
That's me. Listen, man, I'm on your side of this. I'm a little bit weirded out about Jeff Sessions, because he was one heck of a doggone senator here, but we'll see.
I agree.
I'm going to stay with Donald Trump, okay?
Oh yeah, no. I think if you can fault Sessions for anything in this whole scenario, it's that recusal at the very beginning. That was not a good thing to do to Donald Trump.
No.
Because let's face it, you look how the Democrats cover each other's sorry asses.
Somebody must be, because I am not one of them.
They work in lockstep together, and the Republicans just don't do that. And that was no time for political valor to recuse yourself from the most important thing facing, the biggest challenge facing Trump at the beginning, this whole Russian, he called it a hoax today. I believe him. It is a hoax. It's bullcrap.
I think you're right. Hey, you think maybe I could get on that Baumhauer big guy, you know?
Yeah, sure. What's your month and date of birth?
130.
You are in, my friend.
Thank you so much, Greg.
My pleasure.
Joey, love you guys.
Appreciate it.
Hank?
Here's a note from Ethan. Tap, Trey Gowdy for Attorney General.
Oh, yeah.
I would love that. I mean, if
there would be some sad singing if that happened. I'll tell you what.
I think the deep state would crap itself.
Oh yeah.
If he nominated Trey Gowdy, and he's going to have a much more conservative Senate body to, you know, approve his nomination.
I didn't know if you noticed it. Look, they're running this in a loop. The Acosta won't give the girl the microphone. She's trying to take it from
him. He put his hands on her, that little turn.
I know. He's got a death grip on that microphone.
What a piece of crap.
I know.
What a piece of crap. Jim Acosta. And then we watch CNN. God, they're just... there used to be some dignity at these events.
I know. That all went out the window.
I don't blame Trump for that. He's not the one that, I mean, he does more of these. He's out there quite frequently, actually, compared to others, right? Last few, I recall Obama doing, he would come out stoned, drape himself over the, the lectern and...
well, you see...
Obama was known for filibustering those press conferences.
He never said anything. That's where his expertise is. I, me, and me.
Right, because the guy we have in there now is the spitting image of humility.
Well, he ain't no shrinking violet, that's for sure.
Well, let me put it this way.
Y'all just teed that up perfectly. I had to.
He may not be the epitome of humility, but you know what? He's got something to talk about. He's got some success. He can say, look at the economy.
Uh-huh.
And I don't understand why these Republican congressmen had trouble selling that in their districts. Hey, you got more money in your check. There's more. We have a million jobs we can't fill. That's how good the economy is. Isn't that what you want? Opportunity? More money?
And he said today...
And the Democrats are going to do well with that. Raise taxes again. That's all they can think about.
He said today, talking about the people coming from the South, that we need people to fill these jobs.
Yes,
but
he did.
But they got to come in the right way.
And most Americans agree with him on that. That is not a losing issue, to take that position. And yeah, it is an invasion, a-hole. Look, if I wake up and find somebody in my house that wasn't invited, that's an invasion.
Mm-hmm.
East.
Hey, very quickly, I wanted to get your comments on this Texas congressional race where the guy that's the Navy SEAL with one eye.
He won.
Yeah, he won, but I was wondering, am I far off saying that this really backfired on the media establishment? I think they were trying to make him look like a buffoon. And do you think that it helped him?
I don't think he was targeted for humiliation. I think that was a bad joke by SNL, a complete overreach for humor by an arrogant little turd who should have been suspended. At least for a couple of shows.
It was kind of bad.
I mean, when we're making fun of people that lose eyeballs in service to our country in Afghanistan, you can parody anybody, anything, especially in politics. It's all on the table, but not
I know Rusty remembers that people would make fun of Charles Wood back in the day. I mean, and I was always uncomfortable with that.
And
even as a young guy.
You know, I worked for Mr. Woods.
Really?
And he was something else. He was a man who had lived and adventured, and he kind of paid the price for some of it, but he was a man who had a story.
I heard he was a force of nature.
I believe in his time he was.
Yeah.
But as he got older, he was a sport, because he would sit down and tell me all kind of stories.
Here's an interesting, East, I got to run. I'm sorry. I didn't realize how close we were to break. Story from Gateway Pundit. Eric Holder is panicking now that Rosenstein no longer has control over the corrupt Mueller probe. The deep state and Democrats went from celebrating flipping the House to panicking after Trump forced out Sessions today. That could be very well have everything to do. We'll see as time passes, or in the fullness of time, as Dan Morris says. John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard, the place to go for the best paint. Richard's Paint, the paint that will help you achieve the results you want if you're a do-it-yourselfer. The professionals know all about it. They know it's important to get a high-quality paint, because when they quote a price on a job, they prefer to do it once. They prefer to do it in the time they know it should take, rather than having to go back and recoat because it didn't cover.
That saves time.
And money.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do something twice. Cheap paint gets you a cheap result, so that's where you start. Then, if you have questions about application, what kind of service are you going to cover? Does it require any repairs or preparation in advance? They can answer those. They can sell you everything you need to take care of those issues, so that if you're a do-it-yourselfer, at the end, you're left with a great result. John Lee Paints, they're an institution, man. 3.5 decades of service to the River Region, home for the official color charts for Montgomery's historic districts at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. And read what it says on their sign when you come and go on Coliseum. Words of wisdom. Love like you've never been hurt. And paint like you went to John Lee Paints.
Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco. Great food and a great time.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking pretty good, even though it's rainy and nasty and wet and ugly and slick and slidey and everything. Atlanta Highway showing a little bit of wear and tear up there around the Macklemore area, Taylor Road, Bell Road, all the way down to the Eastern Boulevard. And then when you get on down toward the downtown area, Madison is showing a lot of pressure at the moment down around Ripley Street and down on into downtown. Also seeing some heavy traffic on the Eastern Boulevard. That will be between Wears Ferry Road and Atlanta Highway. And we also see some heavy traffic down on the South Boulevard. Begin your real estate career at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Classes begin January 7th, or you can start now and study online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com and get all the details. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. President Donald Trump has fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Trump temporarily has appointed Sessions Chief of Staff Matt Whitaker as Acting Attorney General. Before becoming AG, Sessions represented Alabama in the U.S. Senate. Trump had increased his attacks in recent months on Sessions and his handling of the Russia investigation. Alabama Republicans crushed Democratic hopes of building on last year's election of U.S. Senator Doug Jones. Republicans swept all statewide in contested congressional races on Tuesday as Alabama maintained its status as an exceedingly tough territory for Democrats. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery at the Regions Bank on the Atlanta Highway. Police are searching for 60-year-old Myron Ernst. He was last seen wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a disturbed weather pattern for at least a couple of more days before a cool front comes in and cools us off for the weekend. Our forecast for tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. Overnight low temperature around 60. Tomorrow, cloudy. Risk of more showers and storms here and there. High around 71. We'll be up around 70 for a high on Friday, with showers and thunderstorms likely as a cold front moves through the state. And that sets the stage for a much cooler weekend. High near 60 on Saturday, down to 40 on Saturday night, and then a shot of much colder air arrives next week around the early to middle part of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street apparently loving D.C. gridlock, the Dow soaring 545 points after the midterm election. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ also up big as Democrats reclaimed control of the House, Republicans retain control of the Senate. Of course, a split Congress means it'll be more difficult to make any policy changes that could impact investments. More cautious signs for the housing market. Fannie Mae says housing sentiment fell in October to its lowest level in a year. And a separate report showing the number of people applying for a mortgage fell to a four-year low last week. The drop coming as home prices and mortgage rates are way up from last year. Something else falling will have drivers feeling better when they fill up at the pump, and that's gas prices. The national average for a gallon of unleaded is now $2.75, a nickel cheaper than this time last week. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Sitting in the garage again, huh?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
On our son's bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for four straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're tired of those lame, sexiest man alive issues, get ready for Consumer Reports' sexiest appliance issue.
Come to Papa.
Check out this microwave with 1,100 watts of power.
You know what I'd like to stick in there? A frozen dinner? Oh, yeah. I'm gonna love this magazine.
How about this stand mixer?
Yeah?
With optional sausage grinder.
Oh, maybe skip that part.
Then maybe you'd like to see our centerfold.
I sure would.
Get ready for Mr. Coffee.
Hey, what kind of magazine is this?
Consumer Reports' sexiest appliance issue.
I like the knobs on the toaster oven, at least.
Joining us in the studio is Rusty the Refrigerator Aldridge.
You're so naughty.
Yeah, man.
Don't take that personal.
Check those lines, man.
Don't take that personal at all.
Of course not.
We love you. Joey?
Greg?
The microphone is over there.
Well, sometimes I like to talk off mic.
Sometimes he is close.
Sometimes he is far away.
I just pulled up a great article from the Gateway Pundit. I touched on it before the break about one of the significant aspects to this change, now that the no longer recused Sessions mm-hmm. is in charge of the Mueller probe, the guy that is a Trump loyalist. And that's why Eric Holder today stopped celebrating the retaking of the House, because this could have serious implications for some of these folks that we know. Everybody's been studying this. Deep state, conspiracies, Uranium One, all this stuff. Maybe it's time a few people start sweating.
Well, he's not the new guy. He's not a big fan of the investigation.
No, but for some reason, and this is one of the frustrations, and I don't know why. As I told our guest, David Blackman, last hour, somebody I know and respect, who worked with Senator Sessions for many years, said he's a deep stater, which would explain the recusal right out of the box. So there was a reluctance for whatever reason to go after those players. We all know what happened. I mean, Mueller was part of the Uranium One delivery, for crying out loud, to Russia.
Right.
And all we've heard is Russia, Russia, Russia from Adam Bug-Eye Schiff. You look at some of these politicians and you wonder, how the hell do these people elect them in the first place? They just have the look of loser all over them.
Well, the woman from Arizona, whose name escapes me.
Sinema.
She's a nut.
And people voted for her.
Call the whole state the meth lab of
democracy.
Democracy. She's just.
I told her, Mr. Blackman, when we spoke with him last hour, I said, she looks like the spawn of Christine Blasey Ford.
Mm-hmm.
With the same glasses and the same space cadet dreamy face that all liberals have.
Mm-mm.
I think it's part of the mental illness of liberalism.
It's out there.
John, welcome to the show.
Hey, buddy, I've got a take on that session thing. I think that the smartest thing Trump has done, because this way Pelosi won't be able to get no records out of the DOJ for at least 2 or 3 years. So that way he's going to slow the DOJ down, just like the FBI and the DOJ did Trump. So,
what about all those redacted documents that supposedly implicate some of these names?
I think they're still going to go after the FBI guys. All those guys are going to be McCabe and all of that. But I think, as far as you know, he wrote that article in 2017. The new guy did, about that Mueller had no authority from Rosenstein to check Trump's financial records.
Yeah, that thing went way off the rails. It was supposed to be about Russia collusion, but which, by the way, is not a crime.
So this way, it's not a crime. And so I think it's a way to keep the Democrat hands tied for quite a while on getting information that they want real bad, that like they slowed us down. So I think it was a good idea. And I think overall, I think Trump liked Sessions. And I think they just had this ploy of fighting back and forth just to make look like Sessions was not doing anything. But I believe old Jeff has got some information in the background hidden, and that Trump and all the team knows about it, and it's going to eventually come out. And that's the way I feel about it.
That could very well be. I didn't get to hear all of Barron's show today. I would love to know his take. I'll get it tomorrow.
Okay.
Or if he wants to call in, Barron, you're welcome to do that too.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you. And Trey Gowdy as the permanent AG.
That would be something.
That was, let me tell you, I can tell you, every Democrat is going to react to that.
Oh, yeah.
He is Mr. No-Nonsense. And boy, you don't want to get into a debate with him.
You don't want to make him mad.
No. No. Rusty Aldrich hanging out with us this afternoon. We'll be talking to Brad McDonald shortly. The outcome yesterday, markets had a fine day. Didn't look at the specifics. Let me take a quick look here. I say, where's my...
It's over there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be over here. What?
Next to your gym shorts. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Stocks, it's always here. Okay, well, I don't know what happened to my market indicator, but... Everything was
It was up 545 points, the Dow today.
545 points?
Yes. Over 2%.
Holy cow, it went all the way back over 26,000 again.
That's huge.
Yes.
Well, I'll be anxious to talk to Brent to see how those dots connect. That's good. That makes me happy. Don't forget to join us at Bomb Hours tonight after the show. Bomb Hours on the Boulevard, the Knights of the Round Tables. Request your presence. We hope you'll join us. We can toast or talk or commiserate on last night, which I think is a nice thing. I also want to thank our friend Jacqueline Robinson, because Jacqueline being from Florida, and I was very interested in seeing how the Gillum race is going to go for governor.
Right.
He lost. I guess the Scott Nelson thing is going to have to go through a recount. I still think Scott will prevail. I'm just disappointed it was as close as it was. Shouldn't have been, because Scott did a good job as governor. It'd be a good... Get him in the Senate. There's another rock-solid conservative compared to some of the others. Of course, we always got Marco Rubio, who's the greatest.
Are you trying to piss me off?
Yeah, I am.
How did you say that with your tongue in your cheek?
Well, I guess,
well, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law, specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. It's a tough enough situation. The recommendation from somebody who's done it wrong several times is to get good representation. Women who are experienced in representing men in these matters, knowing the kinds of challenges men will face in the courtroom, prejudices too. And if you'd like to learn more about their experience in that regard, visit their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and read the testimonials. Because the focus in a divorce is to cope with the changes that are going to come. Whether you stay in the house you're living in or whether you move on, your routines are going to be very, very different. And it's a tough enough time under the best of circumstances, the idea being going through it and coming out on the other side of it with a livable arrangement and keeping yourself whole and intact so you can move on with your life, because life is too short to waste it. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law, 819-4810 to arrange for a consultation. 819-4810 or divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What he said.
Afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a moderate crash on 85 northbound, milepost 8.7 before exit 9. That is Alabama 271 Taylor Road in Montgomery County. So be careful there. It is backing traffic up between Taylor Road and Bell Road right now. So watch out for that one. That's the only accident we have on the books right now. Everything else is looking pretty decent. We do have some slowdown traffic in spots around the boulevard, as you might expect. And folks are slowing down because of the rain and the wet conditions, but that's a good thing. Harold's Fine Jewelry is moving. Their exquisite jewelry has to go. All specially marked jewelry is 15% off. Harold's Fine Jewelry's Elder Road. Don't miss this sale. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by LuQuire wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. LuQuire understands